Going back to our sort of hard news, it's not a sort of hard news story, it is a hard news story of the week, and that's the crash of the Spanair MD-82 off the runway in Madrid. We're joined by one of my go-to guys when it comes to things like this, Patrick Smith. Of course, he writes the column called Ask the Pilot. He's also the author of Ask the Pilot, Everything You Needed to Know About Air Travel. So, Patrick, I know it's too early to speculate. I'm one of the first people who will go on the air and tell everybody maybe what investigators are trying to rule in or what they're trying to rule out, but I'm never going to jump to a conclusion at a situation like this. But it is a pretty weird story.
It is, and you're right. It is too early to speculate this soon after a crash. But I think what investigators are going to be looking at is something happening to an engine on the runway as the plane approached takeoff. Now, I need to point out, having said that engine failures or fires alone on takeoff will not by themselves cause a plane to crash.
And you know what? And Patrick, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about on our special about the Concorde. No, there's never any one reason why a plane crashes. It's always a combination of two or sometimes even three.
Well, let me explain something without sounding too elaborately technical for people. But by regulation, there must always be enough runway for a plane to come to a stop should anything happen, right up almost to the point where the plane lifts off, to a point pilots call V1. If something should happen after that point, also per regulation, the pilots will continue the takeoff and the plane still has the ability not only to lift off, but to climb away safely and come back around, whatever need be.
Exactly. I mean, V1 is the decision speed at which you either are taking off or you're going to abort the flight.
Right. And because of that, a plane's weight on takeoff is always different. It depends on the runway, the airport, the weather, all sorts of factors.
The temperature, the altitude, everything.
Right. And that all influences how heavy a plane can be and how fast it will be going when it lifts off.
But Patrick, Madrid's got a pretty long runway, Patrick.
It has one of the longest runways in the world. And so stopping following a problem up to V1 should not have been a problem, which leads me to think that obviously, something else was compounding the engine issue, assuming there was an engine issue now.
Because every pilot is trained for an engine out on takeoff. That's part that you train for that in the simulators.
It's one of the bread and butter maneuvers in the simulator, yes.
And the MD-82, I should tell people, because I've flown that particular simulator, is an overpowered plane. I mean, those engines are, for the size of the plane and its design, most pilots will tell you that these engines are so powerful that on takeoff, if you don't keep the nose down, the plane will want to just keep on climbing.
Right, and there's nothing about the MD-80 series airplane itself that would lend itself to this kind of accident. You know, I've been getting a lot of letters, and this happens after accidents, you know, is this particular kind of plane somehow less safe than another kind of plane? And I don't like to go there because you really get into this academic kind of hair splitting when you compare one plane to another. I mean, they're all safe. They all need to be safe or they wouldn't be certified to carry passengers.
And not only that, as I said in the intro, we've just gone through a remarkably great period of air safety for all aircraft types.
I was really happy you brought that up because that's a point that is always lost when these things happen. Nobody really goes to acknowledge the fact that, you know, in 2008, air travel is an estimated 5 times safer worldwide than it was a quarter of a century ago, despite the fact that we've got double the number of planes in the sky. We've had great improvements in technology, great improvements in training that have really eliminated, entire categories of accident that we hardly see anymore.
Exactly. Well, Patrick Smith, I know you're going to stay on top of this. We will, too. I hope you get a chance also to watch our special on the Concorde. That'll be on September 19th. But stay on top of this for me, and when you know something more, I want you to call me and let me know, okay?
Absolutely, Peter.